Like to call House Finance Committee meeting to order. It's 1:30 in the afternoon, legislative time. I'm going to start with our committee meeting for today. We're going to start off with Senate Bill 231, which is the capital budget supplemental reapproves. Work our way through amendments and changes to that. We will then take up AHFC bonding for certain capital projects, which is SB 360. And after that, I believe we're going to take up SB 36. Representative Terrio will chair that portion of the meeting. The intent is to get through as many of the amendments as we can tonight. We will come back tomorrow at probably about 1 o'clock to deal with any other amendments, testimony, give people a little bit of a chance to look at some of the things that are going on, and we will intend to pass these bills out tomorrow before the floor session, because I think they're supposed to be on the floor tomorrow, so they won't be passed out tonight. We'll give people a little bit of time. With that, I'd like to, everybody has a copy of amendment number one. I'm going to go through it for everyone fairly briefly, section by section. A number of the things are supplementals, others are technical changes, some are capital projects, and some are HFC bonding projects that are being added to the bill.
Do you have any money left, sir?
There's always money left. On page one of the amendment, it's page 7, following line 7, subsection F is a supplemental that was requested by the governor for subsidized adoptions and guardianships. That was in the slow track supplemental. This is being added here. Section G is a reapprope that was requested by the governor for changing the money from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation to the Bethel Public Health Clinic. On page 7, line 12, page 7, line 15, and page 7, following line 16, these are judgments and claims that were requested by the Department of Law, and they've been fully funded. On page 8, this is page 2 of the amendment. Page 8, following line 15, there's $25,000 supplemental from GF program receipts to DNR for State Recorder's Office. This is part of the, part of the governor's slow track supplemental. Page 10, following line 27, a $240,000 supplemental for CSED. Page 11, line 12, is essentially using some debt retirement fund reapproves that's left over to fund the oil and gas litigation requested supplemental. On page 11, line 13, the Senate had included $540,700 of the corrections healthcare, inmate health care costs supplemental. The amount we are including is the full funding at $1,550,000. The full request for that is being included in here. Page 11, line 24 is basically renumbering some sections. The bottom of the page 11, following line 27, $200,000 supplemental that was requested for the Department of Law Civil Division, $100,000 for the Criminal Division, and $100,000 for the 4th Judicial District in the Department of Law at the top of the next page are all supplementals that were requested in the slow term by the governor. On page 15, following line 12, there is a supplemental not the full request of the governor, but $200,000 for public advocacy, $250,000 for the public defender. Section 39 is the power cost equalization supplemental, not out of the stripper well funds as was originally requested, but out of the power cost equalization fund. And it is $1.7 million. There's a handwritten change. It's supposed to be $1.7 million if you can't read that. Mm-hmm. Section 40 is $1.5 million to the Disaster Relief Fund, which was requested in the Governor's Supplemental. Section 41 is miscellaneous claims, as you can see, that fully funds that request. Section 42 was a settlement of a claim against the University of Alaska. A supplemental request again. Section 43 is a total of $5 million for the year 2000 issue that's trying to deal with the computer problem that we might have when we hit the next century, or the year 2000. Section 44 is the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund language. Did not pass in the Senate. We've included it back here in the House. Section A is what we commonly refer to as the sweep language. Section B is the amount not to exceed $700 million and $1 from the Constitutional Budget Reserve. It puts a limit on it, as the Senate had in their operating budget. Section 45, I'd like to make a technical amendment before I actually move it. Section 45 is supposed to be a supplemental for the Port Lyon Dam, for a dam that's falling apart at Port Lyon. Section 46 is a lapse extension for foundation formula money that is expected to lapse this year. And then there are some renumbering of sections that follow on page 5. Page 6, at the top of the page there, it is a readjustment for fish and game funds that was requested by the governor for ramp improvements. Page 26, following line 22, is a capital project for the, as many of you have seen, in the, there's a new optical scan system that we're going to be trying to use for the elections this year rather than the old punch cards that we have. Page 27 is reduction in excess general fund match in an EIS system in Health and Social Services is reduced by $500,000. And the totals are adjusted in the bottom of the page there. Page 49, following line 10, there's a restoration of some federal funds for Cordova that were in the governor's original budget. Page 62, line 30, the governor's capital budget had originally included some other funds for the phys ed facility at UAS. On page 68, line 29, there was a technical change to a capital matching grant that had been submitted. On page 87, lines 9 through 28, originally there were specific appropriations for each of the Pioneer Home health and safety repairs. They've made one appropriation under this. It's more of a technical change, and made allocations of the same amounts rather than specific appropriations. And then on page 8 of the amendment, and it's page 92 following line 27, there are some new school construction projects that are added to the HFC bonding package. If you look, if you had the Department of Education list, basically was the top school in each district at the state DOE recommended amount that is included. So you have Kenny Lake, Pilot Station, Buckland, Kotlik, Gullivan, Elam, Togiak, and St. George. Page 95, line 7, 23, and line 6, which is on page 9 of the amendment, are adding renovation to the titles of the projects in the university request. And the last page is a deletion of the deposit section to the permanent fund.
Mr. Chairman, can we separate that from the amendment number 1?
Representative Martin?
I'd like to separate this last page from amendment number 1.
Okay. I won't, when I move this, I won't move the last page as part of the amendment. Are there any questions? on amendment number one without the last page. I'll move amendment number one including the last page. Are there any objections? Hearing none, amendment number one excluding the last page is adopted. I'll now move the last page of the amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Martin.
On that particular issue, that is page 15, section 37. Now, what we're doing here, it looks like from the Senate, we're leaving $575 million in for payments, and probably inflation proofing, and for other things that may pop up. I personally agree with the $500 million, but with interest, it may be about $580 million by the end of the fiscal year, and I think that is a good move. It will probably be our last chance to really save money. And as a going away present, it will put us up to $25 billion in my last hurrah.
I think it's the are-going-away present, Representative Martin.
My going-away present. I'd like to ask that we...
you're speaking in opposition to the amendment, which
yes,
would pull
sir.
Out the section that makes the deposit of the earnings reserve into the principal of the permanent fund.
Right. It will leave section 37 in
correct.
On page 15.
Any other discussion?
Chairman.
Representative Mulder.
Very briefly, unlike Representative Martin, I think it's time that we start standing up and not be blackmailed by the scare of the permanent fund and what we might or might not do with it. I think it's time to start doing the right thing, and to me, the right thing is leaving this money right where it sits.
It's not proposed to be spent, but it is sitting where it could be.
In the earnings account.
In the earnings reserve.
You may leave it there.
Any other discussion? Are we ready for the question? This is on the amendment would remove the section, which would mean there would not be the deposit of the earnings reserve into the principal. So a vote for it, the amendment takes the section out of the bill.
Yes vote approved taking it.
Correct. You, Representative Martin is going to vote no.
If you want to save money, say no.
Representative Davies.
Just a quick observation. Whether the money goes into the principal or stays here, it makes no difference on the dividend.
Correct.
Absolutely.
The dividends will be the same either way.
It will for the next years.
You
know,
no.
You won't have it next year.
You can hardly wait till you go, Terry.
Don't forget which way to go. You ready for the question?
Sure. Representative John Davies.
Yes.
Geary, Representative Davis.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Representative Rusendorf.
Yes.
Representative Kelly.
No.
Representative Coring.
No.
Representative Martin.
No.
Representative Moses.
Yes.
Representative Mulder.
Yes.
Representative Hanley.
Yes.
Representative Terrio.
Yes.
8-3.
Okay, so that amendment passes.
We might be vigilant on the floor.
I'm sure there'll be some more votes on this particular amendment coming up fairly soon. Okay. Do you have any other amendments? I've got some technical amendments, and I'm not sure. Oh, here they are. I'm sorry. I've got, why don't you give these three out?
Mr. Chairman,
President Martin,
how many strikeouts you allow before you're out of the committee? On page 2
of the bill,
yes, sir, line 27, subsection 5, that would be. I remember the Department of Public Safety really begging for this money, a fingerprint system to match with the federal, and it was an emergency, and update us, and we can catch those criminals in a moment's notice. Well, how come they have all the money left, and now they're just going to use it for memorial ring? I guess that's all right at the academy. But what happened to the emergency of needing the fingerprint system?
It wasn't an emergency. Actually, they decided to contract with a national information system, put it in their operating budget for about $200,000 a year, I think, in that range. And I think they thought rather than having their own system, they could utilize this contract and have access to more information and a better system. So after we made the appropriation last year, I think they decided to change it. So they did not spend the money on the system.
Okay.
Does anybody have copies?
Okay. The first one is, does everybody have the one that's page 29, lines 25 through 26? That would be amendment number 2. And it is it's a technical thing that was requested by the permanent fund. So I'd move amendment number 2. Is there any objection?
Yes, because of vigilance. It's doing what? Permanent fund dividend system design, phase 2.
Well, it says design, and they plan to implement the system. Phase 2 would insinuate that they're actually going to do something rather than plan or design it. It was a mistitle by the people that put the money in the permanent fund.
Okay.
Let's change it from design to phase 2. I'd just taken out design.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, number 2 has been adopted. Amendment number 3 will be the Commission on Judicial Conduct. And I had missed this one. They had requested, it's supposed to be a supplemental, so it will be more of a technical amendment. Mm-hmm. I would move amendment number 3. This is a supplemental. It should have been included in the original packet. Is there any objection to amendment number 3? And amendment number 4 will be on page 6, line 16. Delete restoration, insert settlement. I'd move amendment number 4. Mm-hmm. Any objection? Hearing none, that's been adopted.
Excuse me, just 1 second, would you?
This is requested by the department. Hearing no objection, amendment number 4 has been adopted. I think that's all the amendments I have. Anybody else have any? Oh, we're done.
Mr. Chairman, I
moved the bill.
I handed amendments into your staff. Were they? You were they to Tom? Were they?
You want? We'll make. Are they in your name, Representative Davis?
I don't know if he marked up my name. I hope so.
We'll make sure we get them. Yeah, why don't we go to Eddie's room?
What? Oh, those, Let us pray.
I'd like to call House Finance back to order. See if we can get all our members in.
Get all the amendments.
They're not here.
All the members.
Members or amendments? Everybody sitting down. We, as they were handed out, I think. I don't know if everybody kept them in the same order. I just left them as the last one I had handed out is on the top. So I have one by Representative Mulder.
I did it the other way.
Well,
that's the doctor's side.
So which is which now?
Mulder.
I have Representative Mulder's to page 17, line 22, which is sum of 500,000 federal receipts in corrections is appropriated Department of Corrections for the procurement.
I got that one.
What amendment is that?
Five.
That would be number five. Representative Mulder?
Mr. Chairman, what number five does is...
Did you move it?
No, I haven't moved it. I thought I described it right before I did, Representative Lees. It's a request from the Department of Corrections for the allowance to expend federal funds if they receive them for upgrading the computerized management information system. With that, Mr. Chairman, I would move amendment number five on behalf of the Department of Corrections.
Questions? Any objections? Amendment number five is adopted. Representative Mulder, I have another one that starts page 95, University of Alaska, will be number six.
Mr. Chairman, what amendment number six does, briefly in the description, it takes some of the money within the Anchorage allocation for University of Alaska Library. It takes $100,000 of it. It, as you know, Mr. Chairman, we did not fully fund the library within this. So it took $100,000 from that allocation and put it toward Alaska Public Broadcasting Commission for purchase of compressed digital technology, something that the subcommittee was very excited about. It has great opportunity and is also going to be part of a larger federal match. It also puts $70,000 toward the limited road service area of the Basher Road community within the municipality of Anchorage. It's simply a reshuffle of money within the Anchorage area.
Chairman?
Representative Martin.
Where's Basher Road?
In northeast Anchorage. Representative Martin.
What part of northeast? My district?
It's close.
Any questions? Have you moved it? Have you moved it, Representative?
I'd move amendment number six, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any objection?
I guess I'm having trouble reading the top part of this. Are we just, are we taking
170,000 from
70
the library
out of
project?
The library.
Right.
Subtracting from the original.
Bring it to KACAM and these two projects.
What, and why are we doing this? Tell me some more about Basher Road. Why are we doing that?
It's a problem area. They have, I believe there is backup attached to it, the Basher Community Council, to the memo to Representative Barnes. They're having problem with the, it's not paved, and they ran school buses up it, and are constantly having problems with the maintenance of it, and we're urgently looking for some sort of relief.
They don't have road matching money or tax themselves to do this.
It's a local road service area, Representative. I suppose any of them do.
We have local road service areas in our area, and when they need these kind of monies, they up the mill rate a little bit.
He was responding to a need in the area, Representative Davies.
I would move to divide the question.
Representative Davies has moved to divide the question.
Between the two ads and then
corresponding change depending on what happens on the amendment. Why don't we go ahead and do that rather than... All right, so is there any objection to the ad which adds $100,000 for public broadcasting? It would be a corresponding $100,000 decrease in that particular component. Is there any objection? Hearing none, then the first section's been adopted. And then now on the second section... That would be 6B, I guess. This would be the $70,000. If the amendment passes, obviously it would come out. If it doesn't pass, it would restore that amount to the... Is there any other discussion?
objection?
I object to that.
Okay.
Are we ready for the roll?
Could I have a brief of these?
Sure. We're back on, and
1203.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the audience.
And, hey, happy Mother's Day.
Love spending Mother's Day this way.
Becoming sensitive about that now.
Yeah, not yet. Soon. Representative Davies, did you have a Representative Mueller before? Do you want to make your change?
There is actually, Mr. Chairman, Amendment Number 6. There is a technical correction. When we grabbed it off the computer, we grabbed a little bit too much of the information. The top part that's in bold black should not be there. The UAA Deferred Maintenance Code, to scratch that part out. The only part that's applicable is Anchorage Campus Library 9.53 and replacing what was before 9.7.
Mm-hmm. All right. So on, yeah, what's that? We're just on Basher Road now, but the top bolded part of it, consider more of a technical amendment, I guess, should not have been included on this amendment. On amendment number B, objections to amendment number B? Hearing no objections, 6B is adopted. I have one that is by blank. It's on page 92, line 8, after upgrades, insert and planning K through 14 facilities. Is that
Richards?
Representative Foster, is that yours?
Is that the K-14?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got my staff, Larry LeBeau, here. I wonder if I could get him up to chat a little bit about it, very briefly. Mm-hmm. It's adding language to
the appropriate
existing language.
For the record, I'm Larry LeBeau, staff to Representative Foster. This is a change in language that would allow them to look at, as they're looking at the upgrade of the high school, to also look at the possibilities of adding a junior college program in that facility, so it would be K-14 program.
That must be section 92.
It's page 92, line 8.
It is page 92, line 8.
The Nome City Schools facility upgrades.
Is there any objection? Have you moved it, Representative Foster?
Yes, I did.
It's amendment number 7, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Any objections? Hearing none, that's been adopted. I have, I believe, another one by Representative Foster for a fire truck, rescue truck. Is that yours, Representative Foster?
Yeah, I've got, let's see, Larry again.
Yeah.
It has no impact on the budget except for the amount.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, for the record, I'm Larry LeBeau, Representative Foster's staff. This is a request. The Nome Volunteer Fire Department, this has come through the city, needs to update its rescue vehicle, and this would be appropriation to replace the existing vehicle.
I'd like to add that it's actually available with $100,000 match that the city has available to match $150,000 listed here on the amendment. They do have $100,000 match.
I won't ask where the match came from. It probably the city's matching grant that came from the state, but I'll have to speak against this. It's just a straight general fund that is going to start adding to the dollars we already have allocated in the capital budget. So I would have to oppose this particular amendment. Is there any other discussion? Char, on the
Representative Davis?
No.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Representative Grusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Kelly?
No.
Representative Coring?
No.
Representative Martin?
Yes.
Representative Moses?
Yes.
Representative Mulder?
Yes.
Representative Davies?
Yes.
Representative Terrio?
No.
Representative Hanley?
No.
Representative Mulder?
No.
Five yay. Six nay.
Okay.
I'll change my vote.
Representative, this looks like another Representative Foster amendment.
Yes, sir. I've got Tom Wright here with Ivan Ivan's staff. Were you going to explain this? Whose district is this? I'm just figuring out. I thought it was yours. I'll withdraw this for the time being.
Mr. Chairman, I know that Representative Ivan did talk to me about this in relation to trying to do a power grid in the Yukon region there. It has to do with some of the mine projects are there, and what Representative Ivan told me or talked to me about was the fact that they realize in time the PCE is going to go away, and they realize that they need to start planning for those days and develop a power grid, and that was the spirit and intent of number 10.
Okay, I'll go ahead and offer it on behalf of Representative Ivan.
Is it 9 or 10?
Nine.
Amendment number 9.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Is this, I assume this is general fund? It doesn't say. I assume it's a general fund appropriation.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, you know another place it can be started with.
All right, we'll assume it's a general fund appropriation. Did you move the amendment?
I moved it, yeah.
And I'd have to object. Is there any other discussion? Char?
Representative Foster?
Pass.
Representative Grusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Kelly?
No.
Representative Coring?
No.
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Moses?
Yes.
Representative Mulder?
Yes.
Representative Davies?
Yes.
Representative Davis?
No.
Representative Hanley?
No.
Representative Terrio?
No.
Representative Foster?
No.
4-7. I said pass.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Representative Davies, I believe we're to your $1 million in federal receipts. That would be amendment number 10, page 36, following line 10.
Sure, I move number 10.
Could you?
This would be to establish a $4 million federal receipt. Essentially, it would be excess receipt authority. And the idea would be the commissioner has talked about the idea of trying to move some of the existing Fairbanks projects under the FMATS, the Fairbanks Municipal Area Transportation Study, to begin a couple of small steps toward moving Fairbanks into an AMATS-like process, where the local both policy and planning group would begin to essentially allocate some resources within the Fairbanks metropolitan area and start really having, they have some advisory authority now on the projects that go in that area, but this would have some resources to go with that advisory authority. This would not mean any new projects in this area. It would just mean that with some negotiations that some of the existing projects in the metropolitan area would the funding authority would come under FMATS.
Okay. Representative Davis.
Yep, Mr. Chairman, what you faded out on, say, which federal receipts they were?
These would be the existing DOT projects in the Fairbanks metropolitan area. It would just give the authority to move them in under FMATS.
Any other questions? Is there any objection to Amendment Number 10? Hearing none, Amendment Number 10 has been adopted. Amendment Number 11 will be Marine Highway System by Representative Davies. Do they have a lot of ferries in Fairbanks? Yeah, they do, actually, on the river.
This is a southeast project, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chairman, as part of that coastal zone management.
I tell you, those Fairbanks guys get interested in that coastal stuff, don't they? Representative Davies.
Representative Davies, I warn you, there might be a backlash whenever you mess with the
Chair, this is a project that was requested because the subport is being closed, and this would be the replacement facility to maintain vessels down here in the Juneau area.
It's a straight GF appropriation, is that correct? I'd have to speak.
Well, it's got mostly GF, 138.
Actually, you're being corrected. There's 130,000 out of 1.3 million. I'd have to object to this amendment. Is there any other discussion? Char?
Representative Grusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Kelly?
No.
Representative Coring?
No.
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Moses?
Yes.
Representative Walker?
No.
Representative Davies?
Yes.
Representative Davis?
No.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Representative Terrio?
No.
Representative Hanley?
No.
Bill 7.
And Representative Davies, number 12, Mountain View Communities Rec Center.
Chair, given my ecumenical focus here, we've done one from Fairbanks and now one from Southeast, now one to South Central. This has to do with Mountain View Community Center. The money has been appropriated in the past to this. It's partially completed. This would be the amount that's required to complete the project.
It's a straight GF ad. Again, I would.
Are you thinking statewide or something?
Still time to run for governor. Char?
Representative Kelly?
No.
Representative Coring?
No.
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Moses?
Yes.
Representative Mulder?
No.
Representative Davies?
Yes.
Representative Davis?
No.
Representative Grusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Foster?
No.
Representative Hanley?
No.
Representative Terrio?
No.
B8.
Oh, scary. Right here. Ooh, manual. We just got another stack on the way.
I don't have another stack.
You don't have one? Did you guys get hammered,
Mr. Chairman?
Oh, well, maybe I do. Actually, I do have some.
There's another stack. I didn't accuse you of putting it out. I believe the first one, it says Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Restoration Fund, is Representative Davis.
Yes, it is.
It will be number 13.
I move Amendment 13, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this is money from the Exxon Valdez criminal settlement earnings, and this is probably pretty close to the last of these dollars, and they're required to be utilized for specific purposes, and these specific purposes indicated in here is $100,000 goes to the Department of Fish and Game for development and implementation of programs at the Kenai River Center, aid in restoration and enhancement of habitat in the Kenai River. $30,000 appropriated to the Department of Administration for payment as a grant to the City of Cordova for fish net pens. The nets there are all torn up and practically unusable, and these will replace those. Additionally, there's an amount set out for the Port Graham Hatchery to upgrade, replace that. It was burnt down. That's mm-hmm. is not indicated in this an exact amount. I think it's, I don't know why there's not an amount in here. It's probably around 400,000 if I recollect. And I'm not certain why there's not a number that goes along with it.
Can we just put it in? Put it in as an amendment.
Yeah, let me see. There's the whole, apparently, there's no number spelled out in it, but apparently there doesn't need to be, according to the drafter. The unappropriated and unobligated balance of income accrued before June 30th. Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure possibly if...
go ahead and put 400.
As far as amount, needing an amount in there, I'm not sure how the reading's to be interpreted, whether an amount needs to be in there or not.
Representative Davis, is this intended to replace Section 12 of the current bill?
Pardon me?
Is this intended to replace Section 12 of the current bill?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I think that would be...
It appears to me
there
that
is,
the...
There is a section...
If you look on page
existing
4...
Existing section
920,
in there.
Page 4, line 20.
Page 4, line 8, starting at line 8, it begins with the exact same
page
description.
12?
Yes, no. The page 4. And
page 4,
it is
12.
Exactly the same until you get to section B and C. Actually, section C is the same as in the current bill.
It's section B, you mean?
The difference is section B and section D.
Section B is with is removed.
Right. Mr. Chairman, I believe that was... Mr. Chairman?
I believe the intent was to replace Section 12 with this section.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Representative Grusner.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the amendment, I guess it's first page, line 13, there's a discussion or a mention of $100,000 to the Kenai River Center. I recall when we were dealing with the operating budget, some money was taken. Is there any possible way, if we adopt this amendment, that we could make some adjustments?
No.
You're not a good sport at all.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Davis.
Yep, Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding that this amendment does replace Section 12, which will eliminate... Section 12, Section B, which will be addressed in a future amendment. And the reason for no number being on the hatchery is that it's the remaining unobligated balance as needed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
Move it.
It will replace Section 12 in the current bill. Does everybody understand that? Have you moved it, Representative Davis?
Yes, I have. That is number 13.
Representative Grusner.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I have an amendment to the amendment number 13.
Okay.
It has not been duplicated, but it would add a see this. Should I have it duplicated? It says the sum of $200,000 is appropriated from the income accrued on or before June 30th, 1999 on the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Restoration Fund described in A of this section to the Department of Fish and Game for assessment of recovery of status of injury to subsistence resources and services caused by the Exxon Valdez spill. So that
going to Representative, who is it being appropriated to?
Department of Fish and Game.
Okay.
Recovery of status of injury to subsistence resource and services, B, C.
So it would basically take some of the money, which we don't know how much it is, away from the Port Graham replacement of the hatchery that was burned down.
That would be my understanding.
So there's been an amendment to the amendment proposed. Does everybody understand it?
Can I have a brief at ease and discuss it with the sponsor?
Sure. Gar, can we take a brief at ease?
Okay, that's all we need to do there. Need to worry about this. I'll be sure.
We get House Finance Committee back to order. And
Chairman?
Representative Grusdorf.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The amendment to amendment number 13, I will withdraw.
Okay, so amendment to amendment number 13 has been withdrawn. We have amendment number 13 before us. Is there objection to amendment number 13? Hearing none, amendment number 13 has been adopted. And again, that did replace section 12. Amendment number 14 is, I believe it starts section A, Alyeska Settlement Fund.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Is that yours, Representative Davis?
Yes, it is. Mr. Chairman, now move amendment 14.
Representative Davis, you want to discuss it?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Again, there's an Alyeska settlement that is earning interest, and again, it is expected that this will probably come close to cleaning up the interest that's been earned off that account. This is $400,000 to go to community and regional affairs as a payment, as a grant to North Pacific Rim Housing Authority for acquisition of a utility master generator system to the community of Chenega.
I'm going to move an amendment to the amendment, and on line 4, where I would replace grant with no interest loan, and I'll just explain briefly why. First, I don't think it's real particularly equitable. There is a company called Alaska Power Systems that has gone bankrupt, and the power generation systems that they had in a number of communities are being repossessed by the company or the loan holder on these. And there are 5 communities that are in the same situation. Some of them are in the spill area. Some of them are outside the spill area. And I'm not sure that we should be buying and paying as grants power generation equipment for for communities. I think they should actually borrow the money and set up a repayment schedule. So I would move to amend as I suggested to make it a no interest loan.
I'll object to the amendment, Mr. Chairman, if I speak to it. The money from the Alyeska settlement, you know, I understand the situation, and there are other areas that need similar assistance. The Alyeska Settlement Fund has to refer to projects within Prince William Sound. So, you know, those, if there's dollars available to take care of some of the problem, it's my feeling we should. And if there's money available elsewhere in the future to take care of the other areas, I wish them well too.
Yeah, I understand. In fact, the way it was originally out of the Exxon Valdez criminal settlement money, it could have been used in spill-affected areas, and one of the communities on Kodiak would have been eligible. By the previous amendment, you've taken that money and shifted it outside of that. So the Alyeska settlement is only available in Prince William Sound. And again, I don't disagree. I have not asked to take it outside of Prince William Sound. I'm just saying it should be a loan rather than a grant, and it should be no interest, at which point that money would come back to the department, and they could use it for other projects in the Prince William Sound. So,
Mr. Chairman, I'll withdraw my objection.
Is there any other objection? Hearing none, the amendment to the amendment has been adopted. Is there objection to the amendment as amended? Hearing none, that's been adopted. Amendment number 15, Representative Davis.
That's the fish and game?
Fish and Game Kenai Air River Area Plan Studies.
Mr. Chairman, I move Amendment 15.
You want to explain it, Representative Davis?
Mr. Chairman, this, again, is not general fund dollars. This is a sport fish license fees dollars that is available. We checked with the department, and these planning studies in the Kenai River area, as indicated, the boat wake erosion study and the study of traffic, volume, time, and location of vessels, was part of DNR's budget proposal this year that has not been funded.
Any questions? Is there objection to amendment number 15? Hearing none, amendment number 15 has been adopted. Representative Davis, the next thing we actually have is intent, I believe.
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Are you going to offer?
Yes, I will.
We'll call it amendment number 16. Just keep track. It is intent.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment 16. As indicated in the amendment, it goes to page 19 after line 24, and this has to do with, that's misnumbered. I had another version of the legislation. It would be under DEC. Find out what it would be.
You want it under the DEC section?
18 after line 24.
Page 18, is it?
Page 18 after line 24. And this relates to the monies going to the investigation and cleanup of privately owned contaminated sites. And these contaminated sites, when the state comes in, these are sites that normally private businesses and property owners have to end up paying back the dollars that the state utilizes to fund them. They're put in a real bind, and sometimes there's a clash of philosophies first, as opposed to what is the hazard, you know, of the contaminant. Does it really need a couple hundred thousand dollars or $500,000 worth of spending? So the property owner and the individual is traumatized to a degree while they come in and spend all this money, and then knowing that he has to pay it back. And so it's just indicating that the department needs to be sensitive to those concerns. And I have moved in.
Is there any objection? It's intent.
I object.
Representative Davies?
I just, you know, I think that there are occasional disagreements between some of the citizens and DEC, but I think in general DEC does act with a high degree of professionalism and is sensitive to these issues, and I guess it just seems to me like we're suggesting that there's some big problem out there, and I don't, you know, there are some problems here and there, but I don't think there's a big problem out there.
I don't think it... to ask them to pursue with the highest degree of professionalism and to work with all parties.
I'll withdraw my objection, Mr. Chief. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be, by withdrawing that and going along with this, I don't want to be included in the people that are claiming that there's a big problem.
Okay. We won't include you in that.
Thank you. Group. Not my intent to be included with this.
Hearing no objection, amendment number 16 has been adopted. 17 is... Kellier.
Thank you, Chairman.
Kellier.
I would move amendment number A.
17.
It'd be 17.
Excuse me. 17.
Also known as Kellier.
Mr. Chairman, that is the that was some planning money for a project that was listed on the STIP program for Fairbanks. I have consulted with the senator from that district, the local government from that district. And we have taken that money and put it into a series of neighborhood projects, which are delineated here. And it's just my feeling that it would be better to take that instead of planning on one big project to accomplish a number of smaller neighborhood projects.
Is this federal funds, Representative? Looks to me like it's a federal...
Where's the funding source? Yes.
Yeah, Mark.
And the projects that you are...
It's the 90-10 money. There's no new money in this amendment.
They are they eligible for federal funds?
Yes.
Representative Davies, do you
know? I would assume that the change here, whatever changes are made, we're making a deletion at the top, and that there's this probably an associated match along with that, and that the associated matches would go along with the individual projects.
Does it all add up, Representative Kelly? It's a net zero transfer. I haven't...
It is a net zero transfer.
Yeah, that's...
Is there any objection to Amendment Number 17? Hearing none, Amendment Number 17 is adopted. Representative Kelly, Amendment Number 18, which is your B amendment.
I would move Amendment Number 18. And is Wendy Redmond here from the university?
We're doing the same thing.
We'd like to speak to this, and she is not. Can we move to Amendment Number 19?
But that's the same thing.
Right. What?
Mr. Chairman, if we can stick with 18, I would ask Jim Derringer to come up here from my staff.
Is Wendy out there? Did you see Wendy Redmond outside?
Jim, if you could speak to this amendment, please.
For the record, Chairman, I'm Jim Derringer, legislative aide for Representative Kelly. The Library Consortium Database Project is a project that the department had requested earlier and was looking for some funding. The University of Alaska had come to us and said that there was some available funding in that project for $9 million and that they would not have a problem with us transferring $400,000 of that to the library to do the database project.
Mary Lou, if you just want to, if this is okay, you can just say okay.
It's okay. Both of these projects are on the Regents list, and you know, this is not unacceptable, so it's okay.
Okay. Is there any objection to Amendment Number 18? Hearing none, 18's been adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I would move Amendment Number 19.
Jim. That would be C.
Jim? That would be Penny C.
Jim?
I can speak to this, but I wanted to speak to the next one. Chairman, this is for the Mount Edgecombe cleanup. There is a building there, and it would take about $15,000 to board it up, and an additional $25,000 to remove the chemicals, and that would get them. That wouldn't be a complete cleanup for the that building, but it would make it safe and would protect the students from that hazardous area. We're taking it from the DEC hazardous contaminated site. I'm not exactly sure what the name of that fund is.
I'm impressed. All you Fairbanks guys really have a statewide perspective.
We do.
Any questions on Amendment Number 19? Any objections to Amendment Number 19? Hearing none, Amendment Number 19 is adopted.
Mr. Chairman, I would move Amendment Number 20, and I would like Nico Buss from the Department of Natural Resources to address it.
Nico?
Good morning. For the record, my name is Nico Buss. This amendment envisions replacing the Mount McKinley Meat Plant corporate funding as envisioned with AOF funding, and then use that funding for equipment needed in the recorder's office. The recorder's office is in desperate need of replacing reader printers and timestamps, and those will make the operations a lot more efficient. And so that's the proposal here.
Is the department in support of this? Or does the department have a position on this?
I think it would allow us to accomplish both projects. So,
Representative Davies?
Sure, I would speak strongly in favor of this. We have had a number of occasions to tour the recorder's office, and I've had several constituents talking to me about some of the difficulties in being able to read some of the products from that office, and so I think this is a very much needed effort in the recorder's office. And I think the deletion does the minimum harm.
Mr. Chairman, we contacted AHFC and they said that it fits within the... Okay.
Is there any objection to the amendment? Hearing none, amendment number 20 is adopted. Number 21, Representative Davies.
Move number 21, Mr. Chair.
There's objection, Representative Davies.
Chair, in the governor's budget originally was $450,000 for the Alaska Craftsman Home Program, and then that amount got zeroed out. This is a program that is very popular statewide, and provides for training of building professionals to create the five-star homes, and then the folks that buy those five-star homes have an energy-efficient house and also higher resale value. And we have a letter on file from the Interior Alaska Building Association that's willing to interested in carrying this program on. It's working with a statewide group. I believe that that there would be room within the HFC corporate receipts for this relatively small amount of money to keep this program going. And I wonder if we could get Mr. Bitten from HFC to talk to that issue.
He doesn't want to.
I know he doesn't. He's waited all night here. He might as well have something to do.
For the record, I'm John Bitten with the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Chairman, we would speak in favor of trying to continue a program. We have always maintained that we do support a program. It's been our intent and desire to keep the program going as a competitively bid program within the corporation. It's intended to be of assistance to the statewide home building industry.
I'd speak against the amendment, Mr. Chairman. Nothing against this program, but if there's $300,000, I think there are a lot of other programs. I mean, there are corporate receipts. A lot of other programs that I'd, speak toward or like to fund, like the Mountain View Boys and Girls Club, and which is a higher priority for me than this program. I think that, we've been here, my guess is probably 3 years in a row at about this time in the morning arguing over this program in one way, shape, form, or another. And I think it's a calm resolution, Mr. Chairman, to just let this go away.
Representative Davies.
Sure, I don't think that we should let it go away. The argument in the past has been about whether we should sole source funded or competitive grant funded or something like that. The argument has never been that the program is not useful or hasn't performed well. It's a program that the builders around the state are very enthusiastic about and supportive of, and the people who participate in the program by buying those homes that are built by those builders are likewise very enthusiastic. This is a program that's been in existence for a long time. The operation of the program has had some bumpy roads, but the intent of the program has never been questioned by anyone. And I think it would be counterproductive in terms of a number of goals, good public policy goals, to terminate this program at this point.
Any other discussion? Sure.
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Moses?
Yes.
Representative Mulder?
No.
Representative Davies?
Yes.
Representative Davis?
Yes.
Representative Grusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Foster? Representative Kelly?
Yes.
Representative Corrine?
No.
Representative Hanley?
No.
Representative Terrio?
No.
5-5.
Okay. Representative Foster?
You said no.
5-6.
Nice try.
Representative Martin, we have an amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is one that came in very late to the university last September.
Number?
This is number what, 20 now?
22.
22, okay. And similar to Amendment 18 for the University of Fairbanks, we're taking...
Representative Martin, did you want to... amendment to this before
right.
you
suggesting
move it.
And the co-chairman is suggesting that this should be delete general fund and insert UAA deferred maintenance code, and that is up on page 95, line 6. So we're deleting that allocation by 49,100. What this does is help the Department of Music to get some new instruments, but also replenished instruments that were damaged last September and vandalism that went into the music department. And they were too late to get this into the regular capital funds. And I checked with the university representatives and they would approve of this. Also, if there is insurance to be reimbursed, which has not been checked out yet, then the department would pay them.
And Representative Martin, let me make it clear. I think the new language would be the sum of $49,100 is allocated from the deferred maintenance. So
yes,
we basically put an allocation under the deferred maintenance for these particular projects so that if the money is reimbursed, they don't actually have to do the allocation. And if they choose to do it, it's not a separate appropriation. So it's just...
I move the amendment, sir.
Everybody understand?
Could you say that one more time?
It's going to be... in the bill, there's deferred maintenance for the University of Alaska Anchorage. This will just become an allocation underneath that rather than a specific appropriation.
Page so that 95, line 6.
Within the dollar amount that is there, this will be an allocation for those projects. And so if they do get reimbursed through insurance or whatever, they obviously don't have to do the allocation. And if they choose to, they can use this.
So the language that says this appropriation, et cetera, really isn't necessary.
No, we're going to move this as an allocation underneath the appropriation level there. Is there any objection to the allocation?
So would all the other allocations be prorated down?
It's a specific appropriation. This would be the only allocation, I believe, under that one section.
Undefined, but I think it was $4.6 million they had on deferred maintenance.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
It's a net zero.
Yeah, it's a net zero. It's just going to be an allocation indicating an interest in funding these projects if they don't get the insurance money, and it's really left to the university.
It really just authorizes them to do this under that appropriation.
Which they could. Correct. Is there any objection? Hearing none, that's been adopted.
What number is that?
22?
22.
Number 23, Representative Rault.
Chairman, I would move... Amendment 23, similar to amendment number one, where part of the funds for the year 2000 computer problem were parceled out specifically to the university. This would be a small appropriation of $90,000 to the Alaska court system. As the chairman of the budget subcommittee for the past couple of years, I've worked closely with the court system to make sure that they are expending monies on a yearly basis to try and prepare themselves for that problem, and they've been doing a good job. This small amount of money should be the last amount that they need for their computer system. About roughly half of it would be for software, and the other half would be for a contractual arrangement to take care of the last bit of work. So it is a net zero. It just parcels out a portion of an existing appropriation specifically for the court system.
Everybody understand? Is there any objection to amendment number 23? Hearing none, amendment number 23 has been adopted. Can we take just a very brief ease? What we're going to do is, I see one more amendment on this. We've got the reapprobes in a separate file on here. I'm going to go through, adopt the big packet, which everybody's seen, and then there's some specific individual amendments that I want to go one by one on the reappropriations. Mm-hmm. And so we can take a very brief at ease.
Break it in half.
We on?
Yes.
All right. I'd call House Finance Committee meeting back to order. See how many people we have here. What? We're getting there. Amendment number 24 by Representative Coring. And
I'd like to have my staff aide to explain this one for us.
Actually, I think we can just, if you want, we can go very quickly. It's a more of a technical amendment for AHF. Is this the one? No, this isn't the one.
No, this is.
Where's the other one? I'm on the wrong amendment. Do you have that one?
Well, I have one.
Oh, that's on the reapprobes. Right. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Representative Coring. I was on the wrong amendment.
I'd like to have my Creever join us here. What this is, Mr. Chairman, is an appropriation of monies from the Oil and Hazardous Fund. It's not general fund dollars, of course. It's similar to Representative Kelly's amendment a short while ago, number 19, dealing with Mount Edgecombe. That took $40,000 from the same account and applied it to groundwater contamination investigation. And we're doing a similar thing here for the city of Wasilla. And I'll have Mike Creever, my staff, to explain it further.
Is there any objection to amendment number 24? Hearing no objection, amendment. Very good explanation, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, why don't we go into the, everybody should have a reapprope file on their desk.
Sure, can I have a real look at ease?
Yeah, at ease, but please don't go down the hall.
Right. I want to move to every single. I didn't know if I should tell my staff.
Are we on? House Finance back to order. Representative Davies?
Mr. Chair, I would like to move to rescind our action on failing to adopt amendment number 1. 29.
21. That is the Craftsman Home Program. We'll just get one vote out. Hearing no objection.
What?
Well, we're moving to rescind. Hearing no objection, we'll rescind our action and failing to adopt it. It is back before us.
I move number 21.
Number 21 is moved again. This is the Alaska Craftsman Home Program. And Char, would you take the vote one more time, please?
Representative Mulder?
No.
Representative Davies?
Yes.
Representative Davis?
Yes.
Representative Grusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Foster?
No.
Representative Kelly?
Yes.
Representative Coring?
Yes.
Representative Martin?
No.
Representative Moses?
Yes.
Representative Hanley?
No.
Representative Terrio?
No.
6-5.
Okay, amendment number 21 passes. Okay, let's go to the reappropriation packet. If everybody, the very back of the is a draft House bill, and that's what it's shown as, and this is the packet that we handed out. Does everybody have these? Well, these are the amendments. Yeah. Everybody should have had these. We handed them out the other day. This is the draft bill of all the different reapprobes that we had looked at and gone through. And so I would, at this time, move to adopt this as part of the bill. Mm-hmm.
Is there any objection? This is the H version. It will be adopted as an amendment to the bill.
Doesn't delete stuff that I like in here, does it?
Any objections? Hearing none, that's adopted as amendment number 25, I guess. Do you have it, Char?
The work draft?
Yes. Correct. And then...
this one. What did we just adopt?
Okay. We got yours. We have... a number of amendments. It should be the name, it's R1. If people can find R1. Yeah, there's a spreadsheet that gives you what they are, but behind them is the actual amendment with, in many cases, the, excuse me, the backup attached. Representative Moses on R1, and before you move it, we actually adopted similar language as part of the supplemental bill. It makes a slight change for the, this is where the Yukon Kuskokwim Health Facility was reappropriated to the Bethel Health Facility, and my understanding is the department and OMB are okay with the allocation here, which is instead of the full $1 million going to the Bethel Public Health Facility, that $60,000 would also go to Dillingham Public Safety for the save for a shelter renovation in addition. So this would actually need to replace what we did previously in the bill. Representative Moses?
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number R1.
As a replacement for the previous reappropriation that was made to the similar section. Is there any objection? Hearing none, amendment number R1 has been adopted. Amendment number R2, Representative Moring.
Mr. Chairman, I move amendment to R2.
And Representative Corning, you want to explain it?
Yeah. I'm moving this amendment on behalf of Representative Hogan. It's a reappropriation in his district, 27, in the Palmer area. It it takes the unexpended dollars, which is $115,000, which had been given to the Matsu Borough in the form of a loan, and it's converting that to a grant. And what these monies are used for, Mr. Chairman, deal with erosion mitigation on the Manitisco River. As you know, there's been houses literally falling in the river. And these monies will likely be used for moving houses further back from the shoreline, as well as shoring up the existing dikes that are trying to prevent the erosion.
Representative Hogan,
I said it better myself, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
The dikes do require maintenance, and there was another appropriation a number of years ago where they put about $500,000 into dikes, and they do require maintenance. And the Matanuska River, depending on the snowfall and everything, does erode these things away. And
Davies?
I don't object to what's being intended to do here. This is just inquiring about the process of converting a loan to be appropriate to a grant. Standard practice?
I don't know if it's standard. I just turned a grant into a loan previously. I would have a little bit of a problem with turning a loan into a grant, but it has been done before. I will say that. But is there any other discussion? Char?
Representative Davies?
Yes.
Representative Davis?
Yes.
Representative Foster?
Yes.
Representative Grusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Kelly?
No.
Representative Corrine?
Yes.
Representative Martin?
Yes.
Representative Moses?
Yes.
Representative Mulder?
Yes.
Representative Hanley?
No.
Representative Cario?
No.
83.
Okay, R2 has passed. R3. Oh, I'm going to offer this one, I guess. Representative Jewell had asked. It's more of a change to one of the municipal matching grants that wasn't able to be incorporated. So I would move R3 for the communities. Is there any objection to R3? Hearing none, that's been adopted. Yeah. The letter from the city of Shishmaref was as part of that. R4, Representative Goring.
Chairman, I move R4.
Mr. Bitney?
Mr. Chairman, would you mind if I spoke briefly and John could perhaps supplement my remarks?
Very briefly, I think we'll be okay with it. So,
Mr. Chairman, this is a reappropriation here of $248,053. Last year, the legislature appropriated through the Alaska Housing's Senior Citizen Housing Development Fund this amount of money with the intent of using it to install a water line and a road to a senior housing project that was ultimately built. Problem is they weren't able to use those monies because it should have been appropriated to a different organization. It was intended for Elder Services Incorporated as a designated grant, and based on HUD rules and HUD to finance this project, they would not permit Elder Services to use these dollars. So in order for them to be able to expend those dollars, it has to be reappropriated to AHSC through the Department of Revenue.
Mr. Bitney, this is an AHSC type project.
I'm John Bitney with Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Briefly, Mr. Chairman, the reappropriation would allow the money to go to the same project that it was intended for last year. This just corrects a technical glitch that HUD had with the way the appropriation was last year.
Is there any objection to R4? Hearing none, R4 has been adopted. R5.
Chairman, I move R5.